It's October, which means it's time. 31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 podcasts.
It's helpful, so I'm Podoween.
Hello, hello, hello. Today we have one that's about death. I feel like these have all been about death. But here's another one about death. I found this fact online, which I was like, this doesn't seem real. But it turns out that it is real. It turns out that this is a true thing. So we're all familiar with the idea of death penalty, death row, right? And there's this thing called death row phenomenon, the emotional distress felt by prisoners on death row, which makes sense. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about the ethics of that distress on prisoners. And then there's also death row syndrome. Here's the difference. Death row syndrome is a concept, which is the enduring psychological effect of the death row phenomenon, which merely refers to the triggers of the syndrome. So basically, it's like, yeah, being on death row is fucked up. Because, you know, it's like, you know you're going to die. And then also, you're confined there, and it can be for like a long time. Like, you could be there for a decade, right? You live in a tiny cell. You're isolated from everybody else. Most of the prisoners, you know, like in the United States, stay in their cells for like 20 hours a day. So it's pretty crazy, right? It's about... you know, the suicide rate on death row is 10 times that of the regular population. And then even it's 6 times higher than that of the prison population. So it's a thing, right? I mean, obviously, that's a thing. But I found out something that I thought was even stranger, which is the way they do it in Japan. So here's the thing. You get the death penalty in Japan, and you're taken to basically their version of death row, right? So you're not classified as a prisoner when you're on death row. So you kind of lack some of the rights that other prisoners have. It's kind of up to whoever runs that center, but it's always like much harsher. You're in solitary. You can't communicate with other inmates. You get 2 periods of exercise a week, but you're not allowed television. You can only have 3 books. You can't exercise in your own cell. Visits are pretty unusual, and they're super, super supervised. But here's the real fucked up part. The execution part. So, okay, I go to prison. I'm on death row. I might have appeals and stuff like that, but they kind of set a date, right? Save the date, and you send out a little card with you next to an old barn or a train track or some shit, holding a chalkboard. I'm going to be dead, it says. But the way it works in Japan is a little different. So the warrant for execution is signed by the Minister of Justice. And once the final approval is signed, the execution will take place within 5 days. It can't take place on a holiday, Saturday, Sunday, or between December 31st and January 2nd. And it's hanging. That's how they roll there. But here's the fucked up part. So when the execution order has been issued, the condemned prisoner is informed in the morning of their execution. And then, you know, you're given your last meal, all that shit, executed. And the family and legal representatives and the public are informed after. So they don't know you're dead until you're dead. But more than that, you don't know when you're going to die until that day. So you could be on death row for years, right? Like a couple years, thinking every day you're potentially going to die. Inmates usually remain for years and sometimes decades on death row without actually being informed of the date of their execution prior to the date. So, you know, they have the uncertainty of whether or not any given day will be their last. So basically, it's kind of tough, right? It's like, is this better or worse? Because every day I wake up and I think, holy shit, am I going to be executed today? I don't know. I don't know. And so every day you wake up and then just kind of wait and see. And you know that you'll be dead before anyone knows you're dead. Like, you'll be gone. Then your family or whoever will find out. It's kind of fucked up like that, right? Just knowing you could die at any day. I mean, I guess if I'm being a dick about it, it's like, well, isn't that the case for all of us? But we know what I mean, right? We know what I'm saying here. The sort of, this is one of those like damned if you do, damned if you don't. You're going to be on death row for like 5 years. Do you want to know the date of your death? Or is it better to just not know and then one day it's like, and this is the day? I mean, does it matter? You know, like, who knows? How long are you going to be there? And they're just going to spring it on you like a fucking surprise party. I wonder if anyone's ever got it like on their birthday or anything like that. And they're just like, oh, that's nice. That's real fucking nice. Anyway, I don't know. I thought that was fucked up and dark and weird. And I feel like there's a lot of fucked up, dark, weird stuff in the States that we don't like. But every once in a while, you find out about something a different country does and you're like, that's also pretty weird. All right. Well, there you go. And with that, I will leave you for the day. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.